So we're talking about traveling. So you like to travel?
Yeah. Turn this thing off.
Okay, that's fine. Is there anywhere you really want to go that you haven't been able to go yet? Any place in the world?
I would love to go to Europe. I'd love to go to Hawaii.
Why there?
I don't know. I just about to see it on TV, you know?
Yeah.
It's just
pretty.
It's pretty.
So you stayed in that house that you grew up in until you were 15? Same house?
No, we did. We moved. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we moved.
Oh, right. Well, from Evanston to...
Yeah, but the house that was in Morrison, mm-hmm. across from the church, and the man he was going, we was renting it, that one. And so we had another one that lived about 2 miles up the road. Mm. Then we had a catch a bus down on the road.
Oh, okay.
Go to church, you know, go to school in McMinnville. That was high school. Mm-hmm.
What was your first job that you ever had?
Babysitting?
What about after that? Did you have any other
jobs? I worked at it's a textile mill where they made undergarments and slips, and I cut out the appliques that goes on the weaving slips, you know.
Yeah.
Had a big place on my finger holding the scissors on.
Oh, really?
And then they started burning them. You know, we had to burn them, we put a wire down, and we just had to cut them out with that wire, and that was very interesting. But we made good money that way, doing on productions.
Mm. How many hours a week did you work that job?
40.
Mm. How many years?
Oh, I think I was there about 10 years. Mm. And then after that, I went to a motor factory. Mm. They made motors for the Frigidaires and stuff like that.
How long were you there?
About 18 years. About 18. That was it.
Yeah.
And we're working for a while.
Yeah. Well, 4 kids, I would think that.
Well, I took in but they was growing up then.
Yeah.
But I had to have surgery on my neck. It's where I done wore my this bone out. And I couldn't do that kind of work anymore. So I had to go out on disability, so. It's hard to get a job when you got stuff like that mess with your neck.
Was your husband ever in the military?
No. They called him, but he, you know, they called him back then, you know, and he didn't pass.
Mm-hmm.
So that might have been a good thing.
He got drafted and then he got lucky.
Mm-hmm.
What was that? Was that scary for you?
Yeah, it was. Because, you know, as well, he'd be gone, you know.
Yeah.
What I'm going to do.
Yeah.
You know, that's first.
Yeah. What was his job? What was he doing?
Oh, he was, first he worked at a nursery.
Mm-hmm.
Then he started working under this man that done electrical work.
Mm-hmm.
And so he started doing electrical work, wiring the houses and stuff like that.
He got trained.
Learned plumbing. He got his license, you know. Mm-hmm. He done real good.
Yeah. How long did he do that?
He done that until he got sick. He smoked a lot. Mm-hmm. And then he caught that lung, you know, problem. And he wasn't a candidate for a lung because it was just hype of it was gone. So I told my children, you know, I said, you know, you can see what happened to your father, you know. Don't need to be smoking cigarettes.
Yeah.
He passed away in 1994. Mm. And my mama did too, both of them the same year.
Oh. How old was your youngest kid and then your youngest child?
How old was my youngest child?
In 1994.
He was born in 69. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they were all out of the house by then. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wasn't anybody there but just me and my husband.
Yeah.
He was in the Army then.
Yeah. So what about your parents? Where are your parents from?
Dad was from South Carolina, mm-hmm. and my mom was from Tennessee. Mm-hmm. That's where she was born in.
Yeah. What were they like when you were younger?
They always had time for us. That's one thing about it. They really had time, but short of funds, they couldn't get us things that they thought that we would want, but when you're not used to having it and you don't know what it is, it makes a big difference, because we never did, want anything much until it's like you start to high school, mm-hmm. and you're going about 10 miles to school somewhere else, and the culture changes, everything mm-hmm. changes. Mm-hmm. We didn't dress like they did.
Right.
First time you go, I said, boy, it'd have been good if we could just went there first and look and see what everybody was wearing.
And then go back home and plan mm-hmm. the next time. Yeah. What did your parents do?
What'd they do? Mm-hmm. My mom, she didn't work anywhere. Maybe she would, maybe help people in their house sometimes. Mm-hmm. Dad, he worked the coal yard, and mm-hmm. then he worked at the nursery.
Mm-hmm. What were their greatest passions in life, or their interests? What were any lessons that they wanted to give to you guys, things they found really important?
Oh, just mostly getting an education.
Yeah.
And they had this thing, say, you mind your manners when you go, mm-hmm. go places, and then, act like you've been raised,
Yeah.
Yeah, and so different stuff like that. They didn't want us to be disrespectful to our, peers and stuff like that.
What about your grandparents? What do you know about your grandparents?
I don't remember my grandparents.
Yeah?
Mm-mm. I can remember going to a funeral, of her, but my grandfather passed way much more longer than, a long mm-hmm. time before.
What do you know about them?
I know they owned a big farm, mm-hmm. and he was a logger. Mm-hmm. Mom used to tell me all about that, mm-hmm.
What was that like for her?
She enjoyed it,
Yeah.
When she was real young, she always followed her brother. He wouldn't even go hunting, mm-hmm. and he didn't take the safety off the gun, or didn't take the shells off one. I don't know what it, but anyway, he threw it over his shoulder, and she was behind him, and it shot her one of her legs off. Mm-hmm. And so she was at 13 year old. She didn't have a leg, just half a leg, but she'd done everything that anybody else could do,
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I see so many people being handicapped, and they use that as a crutch, mm-hmm. But so my mom done all mm-hmm. kinds of stuff. She could ride a horse and, just different stuff.
Do you think it was something she thought about a lot, or she just didn't think about it and just kept going?
She just kept going.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did other people think about it? Did other people bring it up, or?
No. They could have, but I didn't know anything about,
Did she ever talk to you about what that was like?
Mm-mm. Yeah. No, she didn't. She just told me how it happened,
Yeah.
That he just picked her up and carried her, the first first neighbor that they get to, and they took her to the doctor, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they just didn't tell you a whole lot of stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, some people's family did and some didn't, you mm-hmm. know.
Yeah. Were there other older people in your community who were around?
Yeah. I have my mother's brother. Mm-hmm. He lived, but he had this little truck, and he lived about, I guess, about four miles down from us, and he had a bunch of children, too. Mm-hmm. You know. They would all come up. Mm-hmm. House would be full.
But that's what it was like most of the time. Your house was full of yeah. people.
Yeah, just when yeah. the families come around. Mm-hmm. You know.
Was there a lot of food around?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. What was the biggest meal of the day?
What they raised. That's fried chicken.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What was it? Did you have a favorite?
Yeah, you know, I still like fried chicken, mm-hmm. you know, but a lot of people say, well, I eat so much stuff, certain things, you know, when I was younger. But, you know, I said, chicken don't never leave, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They would kill it that night, and they would soak it in salt water, and then they rinse it off, and then they cook it the next morning for mm-hmm. breakfast, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We had dinner food for breakfast, you know.
Yeah.
But we weren't hungry, you know. We just...
Yeah.
I can never remember being hungry, you know. So. We just didn't have clothes that a lot of other people had and stuff, mm-hmm. but then she started making this stuff on her hands, you know.
Uh-huh.
Buying material.
Yeah.
And that was something I didn't know that she could do.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me more about your grandfather, how he became a lawyer?
A logger.
Yeah.
Yeah. He lived close to, he was the only black family that was out there. The rest of them was white families, you mm-hmm. know. You know, so he, they just went in together to do that, you know.
Yeah.
And they would log, uh-huh. share.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a, I don't know, a lot of people call it a sharecropping thing.
Right.
Or something, yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
But anyway, they done real good. They built their own house mm-hmm. you know, out of logs, out of the logs
yeah,
that they
yeah.
sold.
Mm-hmm. Were you like aware of what jobs people had, like your parents' age? Were there? Did your parents socialize with other parents in the area?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it seemed like everybody was, you know, you didn't know this other person's business.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe it might have been two or three that did, but you know, everybody was, you know, what went on in their house kind of stayed in their house unless mm-hmm. they had a talkative child or something. Mm-hmm. You know?
So it's private.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So was your family, were other parts of your family involved in agriculture?
No, they were just, well, they planted gardens and stuff,
mm-hmm.
raised corn.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So that was the means of their food, you know, for the winter.
Mm-hmm.
And mother would do a lot of canning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, good freezing thing, they didn't have a freezer or nothing
yeah.
like that, but everything was canned or meat hung to dry, you know, at the smokehouse.
Mm-hmm. Was everyone in your school black?
Yeah.
Yeah. Was there a white school?
Yeah,
it was
about 5 miles up the road from our school.
Yeah.
And they were going to close our school, and we would have to go there. Mm-hmm. But they started transporting people, you know, from mm-hmm. different places, you know, mm-hmm. to kind of keep it open for mm-hmm. maybe a couple more years mm-hmm. or so. The teacher, even she was from like MacMemo. We lived in Morrison, about 10 miles away.
Mm-hmm.
She drove, and she would have her car packed full of children.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Was there racial tension in the area?
You know, it might have been, but it wasn't bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because the white and the black seemed to get along real good. Mm-hmm. See, everybody grew up around in Morrison, mm-hmm. and really in Morrison right now, it's the same, you know, just about the same.
Mm-hmm.
And you go up through there, and if they remember you, they'll holler at you, you know, mm-hmm. and just,
yeah.
And my husband's family now, they knew a lot of white folks up there.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd come down and talk to them. And,
yeah.
And my sister-in-law's house burnt down, mm-hmm. out of fire. And here a couple of years ago, she had more white people up there than she mm-hmm. did black.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. So you didn't experience any kind of racial tension or racism yeah. when you were a kid?
Not when I lived in Morrison.
Mm-hmm.
And if it did, I don't remember, you mm-hmm. know, really, you know. Because everybody was getting along so well, and I mm-hmm. thought that's the way it should have been
mm-hmm.
all the time, you know. But I run into things, you know, different stuff after I moved.
Mm-hmm. What kind of stuff?
Yeah, you know, just even riding the school buses and stuff. Mm-hmm. They just, even with my children, you know. Oh, they get in fight, you know, have to get off the school bus.
Mm-hmm.
My son called me and said, Mom, I said, would you come and get me? He said, I mm-hmm. tore my pants.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went to get him and this boy had got into it about something because he told him, thought he was, you know, he was really darker than me, ebony color. And they
mm-hmm.
would, you know, they would say something about him because he had big eyes, you know, and they
yeah.
would probably call him different stuff, you know. And he got tired of it, so I said, well, you need to take your stand right now if you're mm-hmm. going to do it, you know. And I think it was his first year in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And so after that, you know, he didn't have no problem because
mm-hmm.
he's always so quiet. He just wouldn't say mm-hmm. anything. And my daughter and the rest of them, honey, they jump up and try to take over. I said, they didn't fight his own battles, you know.
Yeah.
I said, y'all fought Charles, let him fight his.
Yeah. Yeah. What was that like for you?
It was got scary one time, you know, especially, you know, when they said the bus was coming through, you know, mm-hmm. and everything. And I said, oh my goodness, you know, I made out my children stay home. I said, yeah, we ain't going anywhere. Y'all can stay here, you know.
Yeah.
But they wanted, the oldest ones wanted to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I said, what you gonna do? Get hurt, you know,
mm-hmm.
that's all you can do.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't gonna solve no problems, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So they just stayed home.
Yeah. But do you think that, what effect do you think that had on them?
Huh?
What effect do you think that experience had on them? Do you think that's something that stayed with them?
Yeah, because I can hear them talking sometimes. They be laughing, you know,
mm-hmm.
about a lot of different stuff,
mm-hmm.
especially when all of them get together,
yeah.
you know. They think it's funny to a certain extent, you know, and then they say, well, you know, we could have got hurt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But after they went to the Army and come back, you know, their attitude changed about a lot of stuff, you know, but
yeah.
they had a fight and go on over there, you know,
yeah.
if they did fight.
Do you remember going to church when you were younger?
Yeah, we had church right across the street from us.
Yeah.
That's where we went.
What was it like?
Hiawassee, yeah.
Okay.
It was, you know, I really enjoyed it. I still go, when I go visit them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I started there when I was, you know, old enough to remember, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I know I would take it when I was smaller, you know, but
mm-hmm.
I got baptized there and everything, so. And some of the people, some of them still living, 80-something-year-old.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you remember shopping? You said you used to go to town.
Mm-hmm.
Remember what that was like, mm-hmm. shopping?
Just to be able to have a little money to spend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What kinds of things did you like to buy?
Shoes, clothes. Sure. I loved hats.
Do you think segregation affected your community or that experience for you? Were there black-owned businesses in town?
He said we had one.
Okay.
It was down on the other part of town. It was close to the man that he was arranged, and he had this little store, you know. And we all bought from him until we went to the maybe to the town, you know, and mm-hmm. seeing how we were paying more for his stuff than what, you know.
Yeah. So he lost your business.
Well, he had, we get some things from him, mm-hmm. but a lot of people helped an account with him, you know, mm-hmm. so he got most of their, you know.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people, you know, they needed something, they could charge it from one week to another, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah.
We've done that one time, but honey, I tell you what, you wind up, you don't have no money.
Yeah.
Charging you.
Yeah. What do you remember about, I think I asked you about like music and TV, but you said you like to buy shoes. Mm-hmm. What was fashion like at that time?
I know I seen this lady, it was in a book, I believe she had these little wedge heels and yeah. scraps across. I wanted some of them, you know.
Yeah.
And so I bought a pair. I went down in the basement part, you know. And the name of the store was King's. Mm-hmm. They had it upstairs, and then I had the bargain basement. Mm-hmm. And I bought a pair, and I was wearing them, you know. And next thing you know, my strap broke on the side of them, you know. And I said, said, well, so you know, said you get what you pay for. Mm. Mm-hmm. I was going to try to take them back, you know.
Yeah. Mm. Did you buy them because you liked them, or did you buy them because other people were wearing them?
Yeah. I liked them, but a lot of people were wearing them too, you know. Yeah. But they were just the cheaper ones, you know, and so.
Were there events that happened in your community at the time, like fairs?
Yeah, we had fairs to go to, and that was in September. Always rained.
Mm. What kind of stuff was at the fair?
Yeah, they had the Ferris wheel, and you know, I remember we always liked to go eat to make the food smell so good. I got on a Ferris wheel once, and it stopped up in the top, and I looked down, it was smoking down there, you know? Oh God, just let me get down from here. I won't never get on another one. And I did. And I didn't want my children to ride to Ferris wheel because I was really scared, you know, for them, you know. Mm-hmm. But I let them ride that thing that goes around.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what they call it, a phone, whatever it was.
Yeah.
Anyway, it goes around so far one way, then it back up and go like that.
Uh-huh.
They'd get off just staggering, you know.
Oh, that's funny.
And they had the Ferris wheel. I mean, not the Ferris wheel, but the merry-go-round.
Uh-huh. That's fun. What about your parents and your kids' relationship? What was that like?
Really good.
Yeah?
She used to keep them while I worked.
Oh, yeah? Oh,
she wanted nobody else to keep them. You know?
Oh, yeah. She was a big part of their lives.
Yeah, she really was. And when we get together now, you know, they'll talk about, call her Big Mama, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about her.
What kinds of like life lessons do you think that they learned from her?
Yeah. I tell you what, one thing they did, because they learned to share, you know, and because of, they would always be at home and they'd say, this is mine, you know, whatever. And when they would go to her house, you know, I'd get on them, you know, but I was so busy that kind of, and she'd always set them down, you know, and look them out straight in the eye.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd tell them, you know, she'd talk to them, and I said, wow.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd have them think, I said, she used to do us like that.
Yeah,
it was right funny in a way, but it was really meaningful too, you know.
Yeah.
I miss her too, you know, because she'd always be telling me stories about when she was coming up.
Mm-hmm.
She walked this horse across the bridge. He wouldn't go across. Mm-hmm. She got on it and just pulled his head up, you mm-hmm. know, and he went on across. Mm-hmm. And I went out there where they used to live at, tried to find the bridge. You know, it was like yeah. a wooden bridge. And it's a store there, and somebody built a big house, but they have still got them boulders mm-hmm. still up there. Mm-hmm. I couldn't get close enough to take my little old camera. If I had one of them cameras, I could pull, you know, uh-huh. I could get a picture of it. You know.
Mm. How far away is it from here?
About maybe 25 miles.
Okay,
yeah.
That's not far at all. Mm-hmm. So the grandparents that you talk about, the logger, that was your father. That was your mother's parents. Mm-hmm. What yeah. about your father's parents?
I don't even know his father.
No.
No.
Do you know what he did or where he was from or anything like that?
Well, my grandfather, where he was from. Mm-hmm. Oh, he was from what they call Camden County, I believe. Between Woodbury and another little town, mm-hmm. center town. Mm-hmm. He's from in that vicinity. Mm-hmm. And that's what I was trying to do. I had tried to have my son pull up, you know, where he was from and everything. Mm-hmm.
Did you find new information about them when we were doing the genealogy?
No, well, I found information about all of them. See, I was doing on my grandmother's side, mm-hmm. but not on his side, mm-hmm. you know, so.
What did you learn about your grandmother's side?
Oh, I learned about all her brothers, you uh-huh. know, everything, and uh-huh. her dad, and when we got all on up there, and the only thing they was on was Melantos and mm-hmm. white, mm-hmm. and so that was in mm-hmm. North Carolina, mm-hmm. Virginia. I got that far, and that's as far as I got. Mm-hmm. I couldn't find a whole lot more, you know. Mm-hmm. But that's
and that's your mother's family.
Mm-hmm. The Chris's. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to some people last Sunday. I went out to the graveyard where some of the Chris's used to live. Mm-hmm. And I was so disappointed of the graveyard.
Really?
About mm-hmm. one of the graveyards. Mm-hmm. Because one of the sons lived down this way, and one lived up there, and it was an apple tree where his grandmother and the mother were buried. And he said, "She's right over there," you know. Mm-hmm. I said, "How do you get to it?" You know, they put an apple tree there, mm-hmm. and the weeds was like this. Mm-hmm. I said, "Now, when you get that cut down," mm-hmm. I said, "you let me know. I'll come back and take a picture of it." Mm-hmm. I thought maybe that little hint would let him know yeah. something.
Yeah.
You know, it was very disturbing, you know.
Yeah. Do you think he'll go back?
Yeah, I do believe he will. I don't think his other brother will, but I know he will.
Yeah.
We have some good things, and then we have some bad things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What has been your greatest joy in life?
Just being able to be around and have a great grandbaby. Mm-hmm. That's one thing too, you know, and just have to be around my family, you know, every time, because mom didn't get to see, you know, great grandbaby. Mm-hmm. And she didn't hardly get to know but one of the two of her grandchildren, mm-hmm. great grandchildren, really. Mm-hmm. And so, mm-hmm. but she, when I would go see her in the hospital, you know, she had dementia and Alzheimer's, mm-hmm. and she always wanted them little children to come. She wouldn't pay a bit of attention. She didn't know who I was. No.
Just a kid.
She said, "When you see Rosie, you tell her." I said, "Come on home," you know. So I said, "Okay, I will," you know. So. But, I didn't know it worked like that, you know, that dementia, you know. First time I ever been around anybody that had it.
Yeah. What was that like?
Mm-hmm. It was very disturbing, you know. I just, but anyway, I started talking to people that had family, mm-hmm. you know, like that. So it helped me a whole lot, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah.
what we're going to have to go through is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Are there any events from your time in school that stand out to you as being really important?
At school?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we used to, they was going to teach us how to set plates. Mm. And we would have to cook a meal,
mm-hmm.
and then we'd have somebody to bid on it, and we'd have to sit down with the boy that bought it, you know, and
uh-huh.
everything. And it was very, it was, and then they'd have a dance after that, you uh-huh. know, but we had to learn how to put the forks and spoons mm-hmm. where they're supposed to be. You know.
Yeah.
That just really stood out for me, even because when you get older, you know, you remember all that stuff. How to do this and how to do that.
Yeah. You said math was your favorite class?
Mm-hmm.
Do you still think about that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What was your favorite class when you were going through your GED stuff?
Now I never had algebra.
Oh, okay.
I never did do algebra.
Uh-huh.
But it seemed to be more easier for me. I guess they say the older you get, you know.
Uh-huh.
But I helped the children, you know, I let them show me, you know, and mm-hmm. everything. And I said, well, I don't know how to do this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But my daughter and the last child, you never did have to show them anything, you know, mm-hmm. teach them, mm-hmm. you know, how to do it. It just seemed like it's automatically, you know, they just studied, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I really did like math.
Mm-hmm.
I sell stuff and I just kind of got in my head and go,
oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. What else did you like about going through your GED process? What else did you learn?
I learned literature,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I made a high score in that,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't think I would.
Did you have to read a bunch of books for that?
Not a whole lot.
No.
You know, but I like to read, you know, mm-hmm. anyway, so.
What kind of stuff do you read now?
Oh, I read different books. I just get the, if I see a movie or something,
mm-hmm.
and I get that book. Mm-hmm. I'd rather read the book, you know.
Mm. It's always better.
I know it is. we went on vacation to Florida and for a whole week, and I went with my daughter and them. I had a room by myself.
Ooh.
I know, I just sit up in that bed at night and just read that. I read a whole book.
Did you? Yeah, what book did you read?
And I read the one with the help and The Bluest of Eyes.
Mm-hmm.
You ever read
The Bluest Eye?
Mm-hmm. You read that?
Oh, yeah, that's one of my favorites.
Ain't that weird?
Yeah. And it is. It's one of those you pick it up and you're like, what is going on
I
here?
Know.
And it takes you a while to kind of, oh, okay.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's so mysterious, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. I read it a second time.
Just, did you?
You know, some places, you know, to just try to, you know, see what was going on mm-hmm. there, you know.
Yeah. What else do you, what was the last book you read?
Mm, let's see what I have, that other one I just, my mind gets gone sometimes. I can't remember now.
Are you reading anything right now?
No, I'm trying to do this.
I mean right now.
This has bogged my brain.
Oh, I'm sorry, we've been talking for a while, so
it's
hard to remember that stuff.
But this, you know, just doing that genealogy thing, it helps. And like, it just got in my head and where I want to do more.
Yeah.
And I want to, you know, bring up the other sides of the families. And they said, why don't you do daddy's side, you know? And I said, well, honey, it takes time to do all this.
Yeah, it's hard work.
Yeah, it is hard work.
Who did you call in your family, or did you call anyone in your family once you started looking into this stuff?
Well, I've just talked to some of the ones that was around, and I got a cousin in Cincinnati that he have done a whole bunch of genealogy, mm-hmm. the whole family, so I'm quite sure I can go there
mm-hmm.
and just get, because I have went and wrote down a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And honey, when I come up to it, some of that stuff on my husband's side and my side, honey, we're like about seventh cousins. I'm going to quit right now.
You know, you want to know what else you're going to find out.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Oh, that's funny.
But that's so far down, you know.
Yeah.
But my mom had a niece that her daughter married her first cousin, her first cousins, you know, and didn't, nobody must not told her or whatever.
Yeah.
And some of her children says, wow.
Oh. Oh.
It's weird.
Yeah. You know? Oh, it's troubling. Yeah.
You know all your folks?
Oh, gosh. No, but I know they're different from my boyfriends. From different, totally different places. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes they still be from totally different places.
That's true. I should start snooping more.
Yeah. So I told my granddaughter, and I said that. She said she met this guy, and he had the same last name, you know, as on my daddy's side.
Yeah.
I said, no, honey, it's a lot of Martins. I said, you know, I said, we're not even related to a lot of Martins.
Sure.
I said, but still, since my daddy was from South Carolina, I said, he could be, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that'd be so far down the line.
Yeah, that's true. It does make it a little uneasy, though. Yeah. Wow, I lost my place for a moment there. What about your siblings? Are you in touch with any of your siblings now?
Yeah.
Is your
My brother's aunt. Mm-hmm. No, they all done passed.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm the only one left.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you have cousins around though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got two first cousins. I see them Sunday at church. They come visit, you know, and everything. But we keep in contact with each other a lot. And some, we don't see them for 10, 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we're trying to get us a reunion together now for October or November so we can.
Are you doing a lot of the organizing of that?
Well, I've got to go meet with my cousin in Tullahoma, you know, next week. And so we're going to. I got my names written down.
Mm-hmm.
She got hers name written down, so we got to get some addresses.
What other stuff do you do in your community? You said you go to church. Mm-hmm. Are you involved in other
activities? Yeah, we involved in going to the nursing home, having service with some of them, you know, and just go and see them. We give money, I mean, not money, but we just fix boxes for the food giveaway things, you know, we just take it to them, you know, we do that once a month.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, you'd be surprised at the stuff that people, you know, would bring, you know, when you announce it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you gotta announce it if you don't.
Mm-hmm.
They don't think about the boxes sitting there, but, you know, I've been guilty of that sometimes, so.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I just like Miss Marie, she took me under her wing when I first moved here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I've been here for 15 years now. And I met her when we went on the trip to Texas. I think it was Texas where we went.
With church?
Yeah. It was a busload went. And so I got to know her then.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've known her since.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Are you guys very close?
Yeah, we are, you know. She's like my mom, sister, you know, and I go pick her up. She don't drive anymore, you know, since she needs her hip and things. So she can walk faster than I can.
With a walker, yeah. I know, she is pretty fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She turned 83.
Oh, wow.
On the 20th.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
What was that like for you?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was nice.
Yeah.
You know, I said, ooh, I wish that could.
Yeah.
Be able to just get around like that when I get, you know, 83.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'll be 67 my birthday. Somebody asked me how it feels to be that. I said, I don't know. I ain't never been that before, you know, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Go
funny.
With the flow.
Yeah. Mm. What do you think is the biggest challenge that you had to overcome in your life?
I guess it is about I get diagnosed with different things, and I'm not letting it, you know, it started to mess with me, but I got fibromyalgia, and so it's spondylosis and all this, you know, so I just try not to let it all bother me. You know, I just look at other things, and when I go and see other people in worse shape than I am, so that helps a lot, too, you know. That's my chat, you know, because I was scared I was going to get where I couldn't walk. I was on a walker like she was and everything, but I try to beat that.
And would you say you value your independence now, your ability to get around on your own?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you think that's something you've always valued?
I do believe, yeah.
Yeah.
I do. Because I was so young when I had my troubles, and it you know, you got to be there, you know, for them, and, you know, just a lot of times it just wasn't just me and them, you know.
Right.
And I had to be there for them, so
yeah.
I had not let them see the weariness in me, you know. And,
Do you think they, what do you think that they would say they learned most strongly from you?
Be independent.
Yeah,
yes.
Same thing, yeah.
Yes. My daughter is very strong.
She went to the Army too?
Huh?
What is she doing now?
Oh, she's first appear at the NHC.
Okay.
She's over the whole system, whole downstairs, you know. So.
Yeah. She comes over a lot?
Mm-hmm.
She hangs out with you?
Oh, I live with them.
Oh, you live with them? Oh, okay.
Yeah, they come and got me after my mom and my husband passed.
Yeah.
And they thought I had a heart attack. It was a lot of stress, you know.
Yeah.
And because one died in April, the other died in December, same year. And so in January, I was in St. Thomas, you know. So they almost just moved me down. And her husband said, "You go get your mom." And I said, "Honey, I sure respect him, you know." But I said, "Well, if I go stay with him, I got to keep my mouth closed." But I've been with them that long, you know, and I don't bother them. You know, I don't meddle with them or anything.
No.
But I help raise their children. They all, and now I'm the great grandbaby, you know.
Yeah. How old is the baby?
He's six. He'll be seven in July.
Oh.
He was born a preemie, and so I told her, I said, he's not going to babysitter, so I'm going to keep him, you know, so till he get up, you know, a little stronger. So. He's weighed about 4 pounds when he's born. Just hold him like that. Now he's up to here on me.
Yeah? What is he like?
What
does he like to do?
Oh, everything. He's playing soccer now. His little feet was turned like this. They got the little braces on them, but they down in the shoe, you know. And honest, he don't know his feet are turned. He's just gone.
Do you see a lot of, problems in your own community that you wish weren't there?
I did when I lived in McMinnville, at my home place. But where we live at now, you know, I live with my daughter now. They're out, you know, in suburbs like, but it's more, it's a bunch of trees, you know, and houses, you know, and just, I told them, I said, when you get some land, get some acreage, you know, and they got 2 acres, you know. So it's, we have some people that live right down behind us that was, you know, kept eating up, overgrown, you know. But anyway, it's everybody's kind of to themselves. You know, they don't bother each other, you know. But they'll, you know.
So, if you, what kind of message would you want to send to like kids these days? You know, to your great grandbaby and to his friends and to his people at his school.
Yeah.
What do you think they need to keep in mind?
That they're, God didn't make no respect for person. He loves all of us, you know. regarded with the color of our skin or anything like that, you know. Because when my grandson was playing football, he asked me could he bring some boys home. And a dog kept barking. I looked out there, honey, it was about 12. I said, well, I wish I had cooked a lot of, I said, I don't know if I got enough food for the old man or not. Big old boys, you know. But I did, And it was good to see all of them getting along, you know. Mm-hmm. They were just like one big happy family, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing about a ball team. They just, you know, but older people can learn a lesson from the smaller ones. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This way you want to do it sometimes. Mm-hmm. Some people think that everybody owe them something. Mm-hmm. But you got to get out and do what you can do for your own self. Mm-hmm. Just don't be sitting around waiting on somebody to do it for you.
Is there anything we didn't talk about? Anything I didn't ask you?
No. I enjoyed this.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming by today. Yeah. I appreciate it.